For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another edition, video edition, and of course audio of Dark Realms. Thank you for last week's feedback regarding the show. I know the audio was a bit off, a little bit bassy in places, and hopefully this week things will be better, but do let me know. If you are listening on the podcast, then you can always jump over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal and watch the video version of this show. And vice versa, if you're watching this on YouTube and you'd like to find out more about The Dark Paranormal, where we listen to a true listener experience once a week, as well as a Dark Realms episode that you're watching now, and a minisode also, then wherever you get your podcasts from, head over there and simply search The Dark Paranormal. But right now, today, we're going to take a look at another Dark Realm. And this Dark Realm has been chosen by one of our listeners, Rose. And today's Dark Realm is the Don Cesar Hotel in Florida. The Don Cesar Hotel, famously nicknamed the Pink Palace due to its pink facade. Real estate mogul Thomas Rowe opened the Don Cesar in 1928, envisioning an opulent Gulf Coast retreat, but also building it as a tribute to his lost love. You see, Rowe had fallen in love with a Spanish opera singer, Lucinda, in London during the 1890s. And though they planned to marry, Lucinda's aristocratic parents forbade the match and whisked her away to Spain. Heartbroken, Rowe vowed to build a grand hotel inspired by the place they met, even naming it after the hero of the opera Maritana, Don Cesar de Bazan, a pet name he and Lucinda had used for each other. When the Don Cesar opened on January the 16th, 1928, it immediately became a Jazz Age playground for the rich and the famous. An extravagant opening gala drew socialites from Tampa and St. Petersburg. And soon, luminaries like author F. Scott Fitzgerald, baseball legend Lou Gehrig, gangster Al Capone, and even President Franklin D. Roosevelt were counted amongst its guests. The hotel's Mediterranean architecture, with its castle-like towers and arches and pink walls, and its luxurious amenities, made it a seaside fantasy come to life. But the Don Cesar's golden era was not to last forever. In 1940, Thomas Rowe suffered a heart attack and died suddenly in the hotel's lobby. With its passionate founder gone and having left no updated will, the resort struggled. The timing, however, coincided with World War II. In 1942, the US Army purchased the Don Cesar, converting it into a military hospital and convalescent centre for wounded airmen. The gleaming parlours were refitted into recovery wards, and the once grand ballrooms became treatment areas. After the war, the building served as a veterans administration office, and by 1969, it was abandoned and slated for demolition. It was only a concerted effort by local preservationists that saved the Pink Palace. The hotel was restored and finally reopened in 1973 as a historic luxury resort, ensuring that the Don César's storied legacy would live on for new generations of guests. But if legends are to be believed, some who loved the Don César never truly left. Over nearly a century of history, tales of ghostly inhabitants have clung to the Pink Palace. Guests and staff whisper of eerie encounters, of sights and sounds that suggest some restless spirits in particular continue to roam this seaside hotel. From star-crossed lovers to phantom caretakers, the Don César's past and present blend in ghostly fashion. We're about to delve into the hotel's most infamous spirits, their origins, and the chilling experiences reported by those who have encountered them. Thomas Rowe poured his fortune and soul into building the Don César, and local lore insists that in death he returned to the Pink Palace, the one he so adored. Rowe's life was marked by romance and loss. After losing Lucinda, the love of his life, he built the hotel in hopes one day she might join him there. Though Lucinda never arrived, his devotion never waned. He even installed a replica of the fountain where they used to secretly meet. And, legend says, Lucinda's final letter declared, "Time is infinite. I will wait for you by our fountain to share our timeless love. Our destiny is time." But Rowe would die in 1940 without ever reuniting with Lucinda, on this plane at least. But many believe that his spirit still remains at the Don César, eternally hoping to find his lost love. The apparition of Thomas Rowe has become the Don César's most famous ghostly apparition. He's often seen wearing a Panama hat and a dapper white linen suit, strolling as if supervising the hotel's guests or operations, just as he did in life. Guests walking into the lobby have been kindly greeted by a smiling man matching Rowe's description, who then simply vanishes into thin air. Others have spotted Rowe's phantom figure on the fifth floor. That's where his personal quarters were. Or out on the beach at sunset, gazing towards the horizon. There's a strange comfort in these sightings, as the dedicated owner is still keeping watch over his beloved hotel. But some encounters are not so comforting. Staff have heard disembodied footsteps and knocks in empty corridors long after guests are asleep. A particularly chilling account comes from a hotel engineer, John Flack, who was performing maintenance on the notoriously haunted sixth floor. He recalled, "It was early evening. I was fixing a toilet in room 616 and I heard a loud knock outside. I said, 'Come in,' but no one did, so I opened the door and there was no one standing there. This happened about 7 or 8 times. Each time, no culprit was found, just an empty hallway." His supervisor informed him Thomas Rowe's ghost was known to roam the sixth floor, knocking on doors. Indeed, the disturbances became so frequent that management once even set up an unused room as a ghost room between floors to appease both Thomas Rowe's restless spirit and also to keep him away from the guests. Even skeptics have been left pale by experiences attributed to Rowe. One investigator said after hearing Flack's story, "Either it was a dead person who no longer has a physical hand to knock with, or a living one. Somehow it makes more sense that a living person would make that noise than a dead person. But that's just me." Flack, however, stands by his account. Something that suggests the ghost of Rowe is a very real part of the hotel's lore. Many witnesses say the apparition of a dark-haired woman walks lovingly at his side. And next we have the lady in white by the shore. In life, Lucinda was Thomas Rowe's great love, a young, beautiful Spanish soprano who performed in London, and the romance was intense but brief. In fact, Lucinda reportedly died of heartbreak not long after their separation. As we spoke about earlier, she wrote to him on her deathbed promising to wait for him forever. And although Lucinda never saw the hotel, it appears that she found her way to it in the afterlife. She is often envisioned as a raven-haired woman in a flowing white dress. Eternally youthful, haunting the halls and walking the beachfront where her lover awaits. Lucinda's ghost is almost always seen together with Thomas's, leading many to consider them a pair of star-crossed lovers. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Guests frequently report the uncanny sight of an elderly couple in old-fashioned attire walking hand-in-hand along the shoreline, only to notice they leave no footprints on the sand, even on a wet beach. One long-time guest described watching such a couple during an early morning stroll. The man was in a white suit and a Panama hat, and the lady had an old-style white dress on. I took a second glance and realized their feet were not touching the ground at all, then noticed they left no footprints. Seconds later, they faded away, and I was left with nothing but chills. Meanwhile, inside the hotel, staff have caught glimpses of a female figure with long dark hair drifting through the empty corridors. She's dubbed the Lady in White by some, and is often seen in what appears to be a bridal dress. Occasionally, her soft humming or faint laughter is heard echoing near what was once Thomas's private suite and the courtyard where the lover's fountain stands. In the 1970s, during restoration, workers claimed to feel an unexplained presence watching over them as they worked around that fountain. Maybe it was Lucinda keeping watch over the symbol of her supposed reunion. Many find Lucinda's ghost story more bittersweet than terrifying. Yes, there's an eeriness to seeing two translucent figures glide through the modern era, yet witnesses often describe a feeling of warmth or peace accompanying these visions. An elderly gentleman who witnessed this spectral couple on the beach shortly after losing his own wife took it as a hopeful sign. He would tell his family, with a wink, that that'll be me and your mum one day, together in spirit like Thomas and Lucinda. Now, as romantic as that sounds, seeing an apparition or two that vanish before your eyes will still send shivers down your spine. Because seeing a pale, antique-clad woman disappear, along with her lover, or should-be lover, is both heartwarming and harrowing in equal measure. But not all of these spirits have romantic backstories, because next we have the Phantom Nurse of World War II. You see, during World War II, the Don César was repurposed as a military hospital and later as a veterans rehab centre. Countless soldiers passed through in pain and recovery. And with this trauma, there's no surprise that at least one ghost from the war seems to have survived. Both guests and employees have reported encounters with a spectral nurse in full 1940s uniform. No one knows her name, but it appears she may have lived, worked, and possibly died in that hospital for wounded airmen. In the afterlife, the ghost is mostly spotted in the hotel's lower levels, the service areas, and especially around what used to be the hospital's morgue. The kitchen in particular, once part of a triage ward, seems to be one of her favourite haunts. People often see a woman in uniform walk the back corridors, only for her to disappear when they approach. One chef had an encounter so startling it entered hotel lore. One night he walked into a walk-in freezer and came face to face with the nurse. Apparently she stared at him intently, and as one account described, he was so frightened he ran out of the kitchen and indeed out of the hotel on the spot. On several occasions, workers have heard what sounds like frantic banging as if someone was trapped within that fridge. Yet, when they've opened the door, no one is in there. At least, no one living. Guests have also felt the nurse's eerie presence, especially on the fifth and sixth levels. An inexplicable feeling of being watched. Others have found doors opening or closing of their own accord, lights flickering in the middle of the night. And one traveller, completely unaware of the hotel's haunted history, was traumatised when the shower in his room turned on in the middle of the night. Twice. From his bed he watched as the bathroom door creaked open and went to check and found no one inside. So ran to the lobby and screamed, "There's a ghost in my room." It would only be later on he would learn about Don César's resident spirit and the sort of stuff they would get up to. But why does this nurse remain at the Don César? Perhaps she's still tending to invisible patients, seemingly forever bound to the duty of care she performed. Indeed, a few guests have reported catching a figure in white hovering over their beds like they were a patient. Others speculate her ghost is attached to the trauma of the hospital days, endless nights, administration, crying soldiers, a milieu of trauma in this opulent hotel. But whatever this reason is for this solemn nurse walking the grounds, encountering her must be absolutely terrifying. The sight of her vintage uniform appearing in a dark hallway after midnight serves as a ghastly reminder that the hotel once stood for sorrow, for war, for death. And maybe that's why those who have met her gaze say she has an ashen face, seemingly carrying the burden and weight of a task she will never finish. Each of these accounts, whether historical record or first-hand testimony, piece together the spectral puzzle of the Don César, the Pink Palace. The building stands today not only as a testament to Jazz Age glamour, but also as a place where loss, duty, and love echo in its hallways. For those intrigued by the paranormal, a stay at the hotel offers a chance to have a night stroll with Thomas Rowe. Eerie legends aside, the enduring tales of the ghosts, the founder, his forlorn love, the vigilant nurse, they enrich the Don César's allure. The past may have indeed left an imprint, and if history and hauntings go hand in hand, surely there's no better place to witness that than this dark realm. Thank you for joining me on this Dark Realm. Be sure to tune in next week for another video or audio, depending on how you like to consume your media. But for now, stay safe, take care, and I'll see you next time at another Dark Realm.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.